Shalom Rabbi Leth. How does a person build gevura? I don't mean self-confidence, rather courage of heart, to not be afraid of other people. It seems that this is in the realm of the subconscious and cannot be changed. Thank you. Anonymous Israel. The truth is that if one builds up his emuna in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything, and even what people choose to do, their choice ends with their choice, but whether they're actually allowed to bring to fruition their choice, especially when it comes to harming other people, according to the Chovos HaLevavos and according to most Balei Hashkafa, the Rebbe Mishlom still controls the world, and even that which people who have free choice do, they don't control the bringing of their choice to fruition, only to making the choices. Therefore, no one can harm you unless the Rebbe Mishlom wants him to harm you, and therefore you should be afraid of the Rebbe Mishlom and afraid of being in a situation where you may be fit to be harmed, but not be afraid of the people or any other thing in the world, because they can do you no harm unless the Rebbe Mishlom wants it to happen. Therefore, a person has to be afraid of his chatoyim, and afraid that because of that he is vulnerable, and not be afraid of the secondary causes, seeming causes in this world, which are really only effects and not causes themselves. If a person, the Nefesh HaChaim says, if a person really believes, really, that the Ribono Shel Olam alone is responsible for what happens to him and nothing else can harm him, then Taka, he'll be protected and nothing else will be able to harm him. On the other hand, a person has to be choshesh that maybe he is not fit for things not to happen to him. He's not allowed to start up with Rishoyim, not allowed to put himself into dangerous situations, all of that, because no one should be able to rely on their merit, that miracles will happen to them and that they will be saved from situations that perhaps because of their lack of merit or worse will deserve to have harm come their way. But again, the fear should be directed towards the Ribono Shel Olam, and not, and a person's status, his own status, and not at the, that he's not at the mercy of blind forces in this world, or even at the mercy of other people's free choice.